Well, Tom, the Labor Department's contractor watchdog saw a record-setting fiscal year collecting millions from workplace discrimination settlements. Paige Smith, Bloomberg Law and Employment Reporter, joins us now to discuss what this means for the agency, as well as approximately 25% of workers in the U.S. that are employed by government contractors. Paige, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense of what's going on with these contractor employees throughout the government.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, this was kind of a roundup of the end of year settlements. We just kind of took a look at what this agency was doing over the fiscal year, and we saw that, you know, they'd collected more than $27 million from these discrimination settlements. And if you think about it, like I said, there are 25% of 25% of U.S. workers are employed by government contractors. So when you think about it, this is a large sum of money, and you have big names like Goldman Sachs, Dell, and Bank of America reaching these settlements. So there are wide implications.
Yeah. Are these nuisance lawsuits? I mean, what's the why of this? I mean, one of these companies is a federal contractor, right?
So all of the companies actually are federal contractors.
Yeah.
But basically what this agency does is it goes in and routinely and regularly audits government contractors for non-discrimination compliance. So they're looking for things like pay and hiring bias based on race, sex, color, national origin,
right,
religion,
Does it diminish the interest in being a federal contractor, or is it so lucrative that they really don't care about, you know, a modest amount of millions in bias settlements?
So we've looked into that in the past. And when you look at, you know, the massive bottom lines on these companies, this is a relatively small number. But and like you said, the contracts themselves are very lucrative. But
yeah,
I think that the agency does serve an important purpose in going in and auditing these folks and kind of holding them accountable, if you will.
So this dollar amount, Paige, is this kind of a typical dollar amount, or is this a big year? What's the trend been?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is the largest year in history. This is the largest dollar amount that they've collected in the agency's history. But in fiscal year 2017, they collected $23 million. But last year, it was sort of notable because they only collected $16 million. So it's kind of gone up and down over the years.
Paige, thank you so much. Paige Smith with a brief there from Bloomberg Law and your government at work as well. Greatly appreciate it, Paige. Thank you so much.